Minnesota can be a boater's paradise with almost 7,000 natural rivers and streams that provide almost 70,000 miles of waterways. Keeping your boat or other watercraft in peak condition will mean you get to spend more free time enjoying the great outdoors. With a little effort, you should find the best prop repair in St. Paul to take care of all your needs. Many boaters like to carry a spare prop, so if they hit any underwater obstacles, they can swap out the damaged one for a new one. They can then take the damaged propeller to a shop to have it fixed. Sometimes you may not even have realized you struck an object. You may first realize there's an issue if your boat suddenly starts running slowly or you notice that you're using more fuel than normal. A bent propeller will not be as fuel efficient as one that's in perfect working order. You may also notice these problems if you've been using your boat for years and it's time to get a propeller or the blades replaced. Repairing one can be a very technical procedure and should only be done by an experienced and trained technician. The techs at these kinds of shops know how to get a prop on a fishing boat, ski boat, or even a larger vessel repaired and back in service. There are two ways to balance a propeller, static and dynamic. Your technician may first do a static test to find out if it is out of alignment when doing prop repair in St. Paul. To do this, technicians place the prop on a stand so it can move on its own. The force of gravity will pull the heavier blades to the bottom, pointing toward the floor. Weights are then be added so that it's balanced. However, even if the prop appears to be balanced after a static procedure, it can still cause problems when it is turning at faster speeds. You will want to make sure the shop you pick has the equipment to also do a dynamic prop adjustment. This is done as the prop is rotating while there are two different forces affecting it. One force can cause vibrations from side to side. The other can make the prop vibrate back and forth toward the bow. When both of these forces happen at the same time, they will cause a rocking motion. An unbalanced prop can cause the bearings to wear out much faster than normal. There are two factors that directly affect the performance of your boat's prop: its diameter and its pitch. If you have a fishing boat, you will want to have a different diameter prop than if you are pulling skiers behind you. Big is not always better when it comes to props. Larger boats do need bigger ones. But if you put a larger one on a small boat, it can cause too much resistance in the water and slow you down. Make sure and find a repair shop that understands the type of boating you do to help keep your equipment in top shape. Some shops will give you the option of having a static or a dynamic balance done for your propeller that needs to be fixed or replaced. You will also want to look for a shop that can get the work done quickly so you can get your boat back in the water while the weather is still warm.